Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about a piece of legislation that's headed to the governor's desk that will help out EMS folks who have to go out and provide service, but sometimes not transport somebody. Talk to us about what's going on here.
Well, this is good news for our ambulance companies, and we've been working very hard to assist emergency medical service agencies across the Commonwealth. The bill that we passed this week is the Treat No Transport legislation. It's House Bill 1013, and it deals with a situation that's increasing where an ambulance will respond to an emergency call and provide treatment, and then the patient declines to be transported to a hospital, and the ambulance company has actually incurred expense to provide that treatment and cannot seek reimbursement for that expense. So House Bill 1013 will require both private health insurance companies and Medicaid to reimburse the ambulance services for the treatment that was provided as long as they meet certain qualifications, such as being dispatched by a county 911 center and have had to provide emergency treatment even though transport was declined. So this bill is on its way to the governor's desk now, and this will be a huge help for our EMS companies. This is the second major initiative that we've gotten passed to help ambulance companies. The first was back in June when my proposal to increase Medicaid reimbursement for ambulance services was incorporated into the state budget. So we're doing everything we can to help these life-saving ambulance companies, and we're going to continue doing more.
Another piece of legislation passed by the House also deals with health care, and this is dealing with prescription drug coverage. Talk to us about what this entailed.
This legislation expands the eligibility for the state's PACENET prescription drug coverage program, and the House this week passed the bill that will help up to 17,000 Pennsylvania seniors with coverage through the program. House Bill 270 will increase the annual maximum income limits for the PACENET program to $27,500 for a single person and $35,500 for a married couple. The current requirements are $23,500 for a single individual and $31,500 for a married couple annually. So increasing the income limit will help thousands of seniors across the Commonwealth, and I was certainly glad to support this legislation.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a hearing from the House Insurance Committee, and that dealt with rural health care and funding for rural hospitals. Talk to us about what was discussed there.
Well, this week, the House Insurance Committee held a informational public meeting to learn more about legislation to help rural hospitals across the state. House Bill 2532 would establish the Rural Health Redesign Center, and really what that would do is help strengthen rural hospitals by switching for rural hospitals from an unpredictable fee-for-service payment method that leaves many rural hospitals struggling financially to a stable, steady stream of revenue where hospitals are paid a predictable amount to provide care. And it creates more stability for rural hospitals. There are currently about 67 hospitals in Pennsylvania that are considered rural. And what was brought out at the hearing is that 32 of them are in really, really poor financial shape. So this is something that could help rural hospitals across the Commonwealth, and a great deal of information came out at this hearing.
And finally, Representative Causer, I understand you had a lot to do with a piece of legislation that was a Senate-sponsored bill, but deals with agriculture in your committee, that deals with regulations on farmers and maybe gives them a little bit more of a say in the regulations that come down the pike. Talk to us about this.
Well, this week the House passed Senate Bill 1171, and this is a bill dealing with regulations and with agriculture. When you look at some of the biggest issues facing Pennsylvania agriculture, regulations and regulatory burdens are one of those things that really cause farmers to struggle, and the legislation deals with the DEP Ag Advisory Board and puts additional requirements in place to make sure that farmers and agricultural operations are at the table early in the process when regulations are being formulated. It gives agriculture additional input into the formulation of regulations, and I think that's vital to help farmers in our state.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.